Good morning, my little ghosties. This is Dylan Martin coming to you live with the Roast Ghost Podcast. I'm here in Austin, Texas. And it's Friday. Now, I'm not usually one to give too much of a fuck about what day of the week that it is. Because I haven't worked for anybody for 5 years, and I've literally done whatever in the fuck I could possibly want to do every single day for the last 5 years. This month, actually. You know, that's 1,825 fucking days. That's so much time. That is so goddamn much time. Dude, anybody that tells you life is short is a complete fucking idiot. I've said it and I will say it again. That is fucking absurd. Okay? Dude, I'm 27 and a half, okay? And what's important about the half is it brings me right over 10,000 days of life here on this fucking rock. That seems a bit excessive, don't you think? I mean, fuck, man. How many days do you need? How long does it take to live a life? When do you know you've lived a full life? And if you have, do you continue to live life? Or do you get off the roller coaster? See, that's what I like about Mac Miller dying. And I fucking love Mac Miller, okay? But if you listen to his last album, Swimming, there were a lot, he had Ladders, you know, like Ladders was like a pro-life song, but like a lot of everything else on that album was like, I'm ready to go. I done a lot of crazy shit. So I think about that kind of stuff. I really do. I'm just like, how long does it take to live a life, dude? Like, I can't say I've ever been super fucking like, oh, how do I say it? Like, super fucking like, yo, this life is the shit. It has no problems, none of that. Like, I've definitely danced on the dark side of life. Okay. I mean, I've had my fair share of existential depression, plenty of suicidal thoughts, this, that, and the third, for just various reasons. And I think that's part of the human experience. I wouldn't want it any other way. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, when do you know you've lived a full life? Like, if you've experienced like the full range of human emotions, you know, that's kind of cool. I think that's pretty good. I think that's a good thing. Move this fucking lawn chair. Excuse me. So you move my lawn chair here. Look at that. Look at that. Okay. Now, what's up? What's up today, you guys? What's going on? What the fuck is up? We're talking here. I gotta get like a ghost hoodie. I don't know. A ghost hoodie would be like an invisible hoodie, because right now I'm the roast cheetah, but it's all good. Drinking some fucking way too strong coffee, but it's okay, because I just downed about 100 milligrams of CBD, which, fuck, that shit is good. Who the fuck didn't tell me about CBD until I was like in my 20s? That's fucking retarded. That shit. Ah, I love that fucking shit, man. What's up, you guys? I hope you're enjoying this Friday. It's Friday, June 3rd. Yo, I got it. You want to know some shit? Oh my God, dude, this is a true story, bro. I got arrested twice on the same day of two different years. Dude, fuck, this had to be 2012, June, and it's 6-6. It was 6-6, 2012, and if you divide 12 by 2, that's two more. I mean, there were so many sixes on this fucking day, okay? And then it was 2 years. It was two fucking years later. Cause I went through the, I was on probation for some other shit when I got arrested for that. But DUI. Like blow 3 times over the legal. That was 3.2. I remember specifically. I blew a 3.2 and drove my fucking car straight into a tree at like 40 miles an hour. I really so much remember that. I remember I could not figure out which was the gas and which was the brake. That's how you drive your car into a tree. And you know what? Thank God for the tree, because you know what was behind the tree? A school that I worked at. So that's not a good look, you know, driving the old car into the school you work at. That's, you know, it's not the after school care teacher of the year award material. June 6th, 6/12, okay, and then two full years, 730 days later, dude. And I went to AA for like, they only a court appointed me or ordered me for like 6 weeks, and I went for like 6 months. I was like, oh my God, I've got a problem, right? Fuck it. And I went to group therapy, like the whole thing. Like, dude, and I had it down. But, you know, I don't know, man. You know, let's just say drinking with your family is not a good idea. Okay. Anyway, 2 years later, same day, dropping this guy off so I can come back and have a threesome with these two girls. And on the way back, I missed my turn. And I end up going down this like windy ass road. And then there's a cop that had like already pulled somebody else over. And I don't know, I guess I was speeding and he fucking pulled me over. And I don't even know how you managed to do that. Like, what kind of fucking coincidence? You know what I mean? Like, on the same, like, there are 365 fucking days in a year. And it's just something about that day. So we're all Nats, baby. Fuck alcohol. Dude. There's literally nothing good about alcohol. If you think there is anything good about alcohol, nah. You need to relax? Bro, have you tried fucking weed? Have you tried Kratom? Have you tried Kava? Have you tried any of those things that they relax you, but they still keep your decision-making intact, you know? It keeps the old thinker working, you know? It's kind of important. So, yeah, you guys. Dude, went out with my buddy last night. Here's the Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas now have, what do they call, bachelorette parties? They're not bachelor parties, that's for dudes. So bachelorette parties. Dude, it's like a fucking Thursday. Literally, it was like 8 o'clock on a Thursday. Fucking rainy street, dude. Unbelievable. Which I can hardly, that's so stupid. I can't even believe that's the fucking name of a bar. That's so unbelievable. Okay, fine. Unbelievable rainy street, dude. Go out. there's like multiple fucking bachelorette parties going on. fucking brides running around and shit. I always go that. Like, so who's the lucky guy? You know, we had they were from the Midwest, which I do love me a good Midwestern girl. Good Midwestern values. Anyway, so they're from like Cincinnati. I was like, oh, dude, I did it. You know, I spent a month in Over the Rhine and, you know, whatever. And they're just very basic. It's just like one of them was a realtor. The other one was like, what the fuck was the other one? I don't remember what the other one was. I don't store information like that. But, anyway, my buddy is like, they have hula hoops just like on the floor in Unbelievable, dude. People like, you know, you got these fucking adults fucking doing the hula hoop, which is hilarious and sad. My buddy like puts the hula hoop around him and like, goes over to the bride and like puts the hoop around the bride. Oh god, it's so funny. We're dead ass sober, dude. Like, we don't drink. That's fucking, remember the two DUIs on the same day 2 years apart? So he didn't do that, but he's on the all match. Love the guy, man. I love it. So we fucking, you know, you're just like fucking with the bride, talking to the bride, and they were playing some game, and they were like, "You have any condoms?" I was like, "I mean, I got them. I don't use them." And I was like, "Here, it's like, give him the fucking condom." And well, first they wanted a picture with me with the condom. So did that. Flash that picture here as I have it. And then I gave him the condom, and I was like, "All right, peace." What the fuck is happening, dude? It's so weird. But dude, then we go. We're about to leave. My buddy, he wanted to leave. He was, you know, trying to get shit done today, and fuck it. Literally, we were like, we go to the bung. You ever been to the bung, dude? Bungalow on Rainy Street, dude. And there's like, there are these two girls from Colorado that were clearly old enough to be married, and started fucking with them, talking to them, and like, they were like, "You look like a Chad." I remember they told me, but they were like, "You're Brad and you're Chad." I'm like, okay, whatever. They're like, "Where's your wife?" I was like, "You think this has a wife? You think I want a wife? Are you out of your fucking mind?" I mean, I like mom. Love is cool, but like a wife, like, oof. And anyway, we had a really good fun little interaction there. But our other buddy was kind of like vulturing around and making things kind of difficult. So anyway, we fucked off, went home, and that was a Thursday night. You know what I mean? You go out, fellas, and you just shoot your shot. You just shoot your shot. And you know what? You give it to the one that wants it. Got a cat whisker here is my pointer. Okay? Cat whiskers are lucky. If you ever find a cat whisker, keep it. You give it to the one that wants it. Because you're just going to have like fours like brushing you off. Like, you're just going to have like a four just like brush you off. You know what I mean? Like, that's life. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's really a driving force for me to do this whole comedy thing. Mostly aside from the fact that like I'm too much of a fuck up to like really do anything else. Like, business, come on, dude. Don't give a fuck about business. What the fuck? And furthermore, women don't give a fuck about your money, and if they do, watch the fuck out. But yeah, you know what I mean. So like Chris D'Elia, right, when Chris D'Elia's whole thing went down, you know, dude, that guy was number one, getting bags. Number two, he fucking totally lied. He's like, I had 50 women hitting me up after every show. Fifth, bro, 500. Try like 500 hitting him up every night. You know, and it's just a lot of sucking and fucking. And then, I don't know. I feel like he's the type of guy that would like accidentally on purpose, get a bitch pregnant. I've seen his wife, like, he puts his wife on social. She's not like, I wasn't impressed or nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. Maybe he loves, I'm sure he loves her. I don't know. I think if you, well, I mean, I don't know. There's plenty of people that make a little human with another human and they don't like each other at all. So I don't know. He's with her and that's good. That's great. I hope it works out for him. But the real crux of the matter is, you know, in this fucking society we live in, bro, these girls' brains are just broken. Like, dude, how do I explain it, dude? Being a good man means fucking nothing. Fucking less than nothing, dude. It means less than nothing to be a good man in 2021. And now that I'm a good man, but I did meet a good woman recently. I was so fucked up. I'll tell you about that. But yo, being a man in 2020, good man in 2021 means fucking less than nothing, dude. Literally, all these bitches want is a dude with 3 billion followers and performing on a stage being a retard. There we go. I said it. Somebody had to say it. Okay. I want a good man. They fucking hate that shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, I mean, if I'm going to work on something, like I had like a whole like 30, 45 minute conversation with myself last night about this. Like, and I've been thinking about this for a while. Just because it's not like, fucking what I want to do, bro. Like, what's better than like fucking around chit-chatting with, you know, I love having funny fucking guests on and just enjoying myself here with you guys. Fuck, like what the fuck else, dude? What, you wanna build funnels? You wanna fucking get your ads to work? Bang, 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 click, click, bang, 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 click, click, bang, bang, bang. Okay, that's straight up what that is. Okay. Yeah, so like, I don't know, dude. I did the business thing. I've been a business person for 5 years. Been an Airbnb super host. I've been an online coach. I've done day trading. I've done wholesaling in real estate. Like, okay, to make sure I wasn't muted. That'd be, whew, terrible. Fuck, man. Like, it's just like, I mean, you can make an equally big, it's not like my coaching or my Airbnb hosting is like saving the fucking world. Like, okay, yes, like people give me money because I provide value to them that they want. But I honestly feel like, I mean, you know, like what Owen did with RSD and kind of the way he gained influence with influential people by being their coach. That's really fucking cool. Like, I love what like Elliot Hulse is doing with like the King Transformation thing. I really like that aspect. I like the idea of helping people directly. Okay. Because like doing a show, or like a Netflix special or a podcast, probably more so with a podcast. But dude, a show, dude, people just want to have fun. They want to laugh and they want to dance. They don't want to fucking hear your woke shit of any kind. They don't give a fuck about that. So, like, I do want to generally be a good influence on the world. I don't want to be a part of the shitty fucking systems that make the world shitty. Which is, believe it or not, quite a difficult thing to do. You know what I'm saying? So, there's that. So, you know, I think, like, if I did do more business stuff, like, of my own business, because right now I'm just closing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a talker. Okay? I mean, that's what we're doing here. Okay. I'm a talker. And, you know, sales is fucking, dude, it's basic human psychology. It's verbal extortion. I'm kidding. But it's, you know, it's sales, bro. Sales is good. Sales is good, man. You make 10% on a 5K product. Dude, if I had to take 4 of those calls per day to make $500 a day, I'll fucking take it. What the fuck? What the fuck? Come on. That's fucking simple, bro. That's simple. So, yeah, that's just a matter of getting on with some good brand. It's not fucking impossible. So, anyway, love that. I just had a hilarious call with this guy that had his fucking, his head so far up his own ass, dude. Fucking hilarious, bro. It's like, anyway, so yeah, I don't know. I'm the oldest of like 3 siblings, so, you know, kind of like that big brotherly, like, kind of just straight up contribute value, like help the world in some way, so that I can like not feel like a piece of shit when I go to put my head on the pillow at night. I mean, I think that's pretty much it. And then I want 50 women hitting me up after my shows. I don't know why you wouldn't. Why would you not want that? Like, what the fuck? Like, it's obviously not that hard to do. Like, I don't know what about that is considered to be hard. Have you ever built a fucking business? Okay, that shit is boring and tedious. And have you ever fucking learned to day trade? Oh my God. Bang, 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 click, click, bang, 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 bang. More bangs. Okay, what the fuck? Dude, it was almost like a cognitive dissonance in my mind for like so many years where I was just like, nah, like it just like, cause dude, my parents raised me to like, dude, you're going to college, knock off that silly shit. You're not fucking making silly little videos. Fuck the internet. You're fucking going to college and you're getting a job. Like, that was like actually what my, like, they did not understand, dude. Like, cause dude, I mean, it was 2012 when I graduated high school. So it's like, just like, it was like that turning point of like the internet and like business stuff. Which is, I mean, it was truly a golden little fucking time, dude. If I understood what I understand now about everything back then, oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Because of the internet. Okay. So there's that. Okay. It's truly tragic that I did, but that's okay. You know, we all got a couple of regrets. You know what I mean? No regrets. All right. Some of us, we got more regrets. Some of us got less regrets. I got a couple of regrets. I don't have a lot of regrets, but if I give it a real honest look, I got a couple of regrets. That's one of them, dude. But I mean, hey, it's not my fault. Nobody fucking taught me shit about the internet. They teach you how to like use Word. Like, that's your education in fucking school. Like, you know how to use Word. It's not like, hey, here's how to do a brand, right? I didn't learn how to do a brand until I was like 2016. Like really true, like 15. I think that was when I actually like started understanding branding and what branding is and what it does and all that shit. So anyway, just not, and then I didn't do anything with it until 2019, which I mean, for somebody that was like suicidally depressed for like half a decade, just not bad. It's not bad. You know what I mean? So fuck, I love coffee. I don't know. I just like, dude, think of that, you know. And I'm not, dude, I'm not hating. I'm saying, like, you know, you got like Lil Xan. Like Lil Xan. Remember Tekashi 6ix9ine? Bruh. It literally, you just be the biggest retard. Just be the biggest retard in the room. Okay. And we say retard around here because this is Texas. Okay. So that's just what it is. That's just what it is, man. I think, like, if, you know, and again, dude, I have no qualms with, like, work a good 9 to 5, have a wife and a kid and a car, and, you know, that's just not for me. Like, dude, I didn't even realize this until I was like an adult in life. I went to 8 different fucking schools by the time I was in 8th grade in 5 different cities in 3 different states because my parents didn't know how to fucking stay in one place. Couldn't do it. Okay. So I don't know. You know, it's like, I can't live that life. I can't live that life, bro. Like, I've been in this apartment for like 90 days and I'm committed to being here until my lease is up in 9 months. But that's because I just got off 2 years on the road full time. Okay. Doing my traveling trader brand. So I just don't think that life is meant for me, dog. Like, I've never wanted that life. Like, I've never wanted that life. I think I got caught up in doing business stuff. While traveling the country literally full time. And then I would do a new city about every month or so. But then I would also like take trips in the meantime for like business stuff and some fun stuff. But, and it's just, I have gone up and approached enough women, dude, in the last 5 years or whatever since I, you know, me and my ex broke up, because she wasn't really the one. We just, you know, you break up and you gotta go meet somebody else. And so the goals are always, you know, go get your 20 in. You know, if we're going out, we're gonna go get our 20 in. We're gonna go talk to 20 women, you know, and if 19 of them tell you to fuck off and one of them likes you, you what? You did good. You know, but if the difference between that and 50 women, 500, 1,000 women hitting you up after your show at the end of the night is the difference is doing a podcast and doing shows and having followers. That's where the normal falls fucking apart for me, dude. Like, and I don't know, man. I really gave it a real shot, dude. I've had 2 4-year-long committed fucking relationships. The second one did have circumstances where it's like, dude, you can't leave. Like, you're not leaving. Like, we're not leaving. Like, you know, kind of like that thing that like Jordan Peterson talks about. Like, that's like why it's important for you to get married. Because it binds you together like that. But I just don't know why you'd come to planet fucking Earth to live a normal ass life. And like, I didn't even like rush into this. Like, I really took my time to like do a bunch of psychedelics, develop my soul, clear my inner trauma, work at fucking Home Depot. Go to community college. Get a couple of DUIs. Have a couple of committed relationships. See what it takes to attract a new girl. Martial arts. Do competitive martial arts. Learn day trading. Read books of all kinds. Travel. Go to every best city in the country, in the best country in the world. Like, I've done, and that's like not even like normal guy shit. But I mean, it's like, that's like baseline, dude. Like, you gotta do all of that. Otherwise, you're just, oh, it gets so dark so quickly, dude. You just work some job you fucking have, you don't care about, with people you don't care about, on work on things you don't care about. And it just drains your time and energy. And I mean, again, there is something to be said for just doing the, I mean, that there's something to be said for that. Like, I'm not hating on that. If that's you and you do that, good. Have a good life for yourself. Have stability, have security, good, fine, you know, like, whatever. I'm too rambunctious for that. I'm too fucking ornery, dude. I can't do that shit for that long. I just think, dude, life is fucking long. And I basically, you can, dude, 5 years, you can basically attain mastery in anything in 5 years. Literally anything. If you do something every single day for 1,825 fucking days, you're gonna get good at it if you have a capacity to learn at all. Okay? That's how it works. All right? So, you know, I started my first real five-year plan. Literally, it was 2.5 years ago. And it took me, dude, I don't know. I mean, it's only like 6 months to fucking learn day trading. I got a blue belt in like a year in jiu-jitsu. I did 3 competitions. I did fucking 5 boot camps with Derek and traveled the entire country for fucking, I took 22 trips in 1 year. I slept in 22 different places all around the country for in 1 year. I don't think people understand like how much time you got. So dude, fucking, so you're telling me if I fucking podcast every day for 5 fucking years and I go get on stage and do open mics, try to do it every day for 5 fucking years, I can't be funny enough and network enough to get to that level where I can go on tour. That's all I really want to do. I read his autobiography from Guns N' Roses. Dude, that's a fucking life. But I don't even, like, you don't even need that, dude, because it's literally like one of my business mentors taught me, like, you don't need to be the number one coach in any niche to make a good living for yourself. Like, you just don't. You could be number fucking 375 and still make a plenty good living for yourself, and 99% of the population has never fucking heard of you. Like, you don't, like, if you make good shit and you do it consistently, if you consistently do good and the shit you do is good, people will fucking want it. That's it. Okay. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool, man. I think that's pretty cool. I really do. I just think it took me so long to be like more honest with myself. just about like what I really want in life. Like I really did want to take the time to like learn business. Like I've been learning biz. I've spent over $100,000 on probably about a dozen mentors that have all made multi-million dollars, you know, over $100 million learning business from them in all ways. And that's cool. I fucking understand it, but doing a business is fucking boring. It's fucking boring, dude. It is tedious. It is fucking boring. There's no fucking, nobody gives a shit. Your clients barely give half a shit. People will pay you $5,000 and literally never show up to like a single call. Literally. Ask me how I know. Like, but you know what? You make a few beep boop sounds and, you know, you speak a little truth over a fucking few lyrics, over a few beats. Suddenly the whole world gives a fuck. You know, you speak the truth on some fucked up shit and it's funny. So everybody laughs. You know, it's just so funny what our society rewards. Oh my God. It is fucking absurd. It's fucking absurd. Like, literally the best way to make money is to just have a lot of money and make compound interest. That's literally like, that's how you make money. Like, working is for like poor people. Like, I don't know if you know this, but like, working is fucking something that like poor people do, which would include myself. I've got investments and shit, but we're not, you know, quite to that level yet. But I think getting to that level is weird, dude. I have plenty of, I was talking to a guy on Monday that, yeah, I mean, he's helped a few companies make a, over $100 million, and you know, he's got a couple of few million, and he was just like, dude, it is fucking weird and confusing. Like, it's weird. It could be. And I've been there. Like, I was a landlord when I was 22. Like, I wasn't making like a ton of money, but just that, like, oh, you mean I don't have to work anymore? Oh, that's weird. That is not what people think it is. That's fucking weird. So, like, literally just for the sake of something to do, okay, but you know, this whole little podcasting thing is kind of fun. I kind of like it. I kind of like it. I really do. I wish I did it a lot sooner in life. But I think, you know, 27, dude, Jeselnik started when he was 26. Tim Dillon started when he was like 25. You know, you do some shit consistently for fucking 5 years. Something's gonna happen. Something is gonna happen. I don't know. Even if you suck shit, something is gonna happen. You know, you do something for 5 years, man. Fuck. So, you know. I fucking love this thing, dude. This is my it's not a polygamogram. It's a parallelogram. This is a parallelogram. Pretty sure I failed geometry. I think I barely passed. I know I failed college algebra 3 times at least, but this is a parallelogram that one of my clients gave me, who recently just started his own architecture firm. And it's one of my most cherished objects. I really fucking love that dude. I love teaching that dude, and he's a fucking awesome guy. Love that guy. And that's a portrait. as me. Stupid fucking face right there. But also one of my favorite fucking clients, guy did it me. Okay, he's like, are you sure you want me to pay you making that face? That's really an odd face to make. Like, I was like, no, yeah, I was like, full gangster, bro. I'm full gangster. Oh, man. No, sure. I mean, those are literally two of my fucking most prized fucking possessions, dude. You know, people don't just paint you for no fucking reason, you know. But yeah, man, like, dude, this is literally exactly what Tim Dillon did. Like, Tim Dillon fucking, he did sales. Dude, he was selling he was selling subprime mortgages and then like Xerox machines after that. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Holy shit, dude. I would much rather sell like business coaching packages like I do now. And I don't have to do anything to get them to appear on the call. That's completely on the brand. And then I don't have to do anything to get the client's results after the call. It's completely on the brand. So like, here we are. You know what I mean? I like that, man. I like that. I certainly do. I think there's many good brands out there. And I don't really know what else to say about it, you guys. That's pretty much what's up. That's pretty much what's up. That's like where we're coming from. You know what I'm saying? Call it what it is, you know? Little dose of the truth there for you. I really enjoy doing these things. I'm definitely going to have many, many guests on in the future. One thing that I did have was like, yo, yeah, dude, I'm just going to have, I want to have a bunch of like local comedians here in Austin. I want to have them fucking on the show, dude. Like, I love these things, man. Podcasting is like a fun fucking thing. So anyway, you guys, I'm going to leave it there today. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been fun. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoy hanging out. It's a good little time. We're out here in Texas, as you probably fucking know. And I hope you have a great fucking day. I hope you do whatever the fuck you want today. And I'll catch you guys next time. Peace.